From Hidden Brain, the weird way beauty affects behavior. Mirror, mirror, beauty is in the eye of the well, you know the rest. It turns out, our ideas about beauty can affect our behavior in ways we might not realize. A recent study looked at the growth mindset when it comes to beauty. That is, do you believe beauty is something you can improve? Or is beauty fixed? If you're beautiful, and if you're not, you're not. In a massive survey and 9 experiments, researchers found that people who see beauty as improvable are more willing to take risks, like betting a day's income in a poker game. So what is it about believing beauty is improvable that makes people more likely to take on risk? Researchers think the belief makes people more optimistic, and that optimism encourages risk-taking. But the larger takeaway is that our mindset about one domain, like beauty, can ripple into totally unrelated areas of our lives. Zoom troubles. Ever had your Wi-Fi stall out during a video call? A new study set out to see how minor glitches in video calls might impact behavior, particularly when it comes to making big decisions. To test it, researchers looked at job interviews and even parole hearings. They found that when glitches popped up, candidates were less likely to be hired, and parolees were less likely to be granted release. And the difference was striking. Parole was granted 60% of the time without glitches, but only 48% when glitches occurred. So why the discrepancy? The researchers pointed to a sense of uncanniness, that eerie feeling when something seems almost human but not quite right. Seemingly, our digital tools can subtly shape outcomes that affect people's lives. Because rural, lower-income, and disadvantaged populations can lack consistent and reliable internet access, their calls will be more prone to glitches, researcher Jacqueline Renee Riffin wrote in an email to Hidden Brain. So, even though the internet is often called an equalizer, if access to internet is unequal, it may instead exacerbate disadvantages. Kids stuff. If you're a parent or a teacher, you've probably wondered how to balance play and safety for the kids in your care. You don't want to put children in danger, but you also don't want to rob them of the joy of exploration. So how do you strike the best balance? Listen to learn more. The Path to Enough. This week, we bring you the second part of our 2023 conversation on the perils of too much pleasure. Psychiatrist Anna Lemke explains the neuroscience behind compulsive consumption. She also shares techniques she's learned from her patients to overcome the lure of addictive substances and behaviors. Then, Anna responds to your questions and comments on everything from dopamine fasts to kids' use of cell phones in our segment Your Questions Answered. Mary Klein's story. A Christmas Eve drive in a new town left Mary lost and alone until a couple pulled over to help. What they did next turned her lonely. This holiday into a lifelong memory. Don't forget to send us the story of your unsung hero. Record a voice memo on your phone and email it to meunsunhero@hiddenbrain.org. Good news! The Hidden Brain tour continues, and we've added more stops. Join our host Shankar Vedantam as he brings 7 key insights from the first decade of Hidden Brain to the stage. You don't want to miss it. Do you love thinking about how to connect ideas and stories with new audiences? Do you enjoy the ever-evolving puzzle of what makes something engaging online? Hidden Brain is looking for a marketing and production assistant to help us connect our editorial work with fans across multiple platforms. Learn more about this role here. You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. What am I? How can you throw a ball as hard as you can and have it come back to you, even if it doesn't bounce off anything? There's nothing attached to it, and no one else catches or throws it back to you. The answer: throw the ball straight up in the air. Have an idea for Hidden Brain? A story you want to share with us? Send an email to ideas@hiddenbrain.org. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast platform.